in your mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Scott off this morning, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or if you'd like to leave us a call off air, 855-217-76, just press 1. Some of the discussion points today, we just had an opportunity to talk with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley, who's calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over Attorney General Wayne Stengem's ruling on open records rulings. Deleted emails, violation, plain and simple. It is a violation, and given the track record from some of the presidents at universities, especially the larger ones in North Dakota, is it time to hold them by a higher standard and not give them any quarter when it comes to open records violations or any other violation within the university system? I think that's a dangerous path that we're going down. If you'd like to weigh in on that, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also, President Barack Obama's Iranian nuclear deal running into deep skepticism and harsh criticism from officials in Israel and on Capitol Hill less than 12 hours after Obama announced the agreement at the White House. Democratic and Republican lawmakers on both sides, they ripped it on Sunday morning talk shows. If you watch the talking heads on Sunday morning, they were all over this, and not in a good way, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking to Twitter to bash the terms as a historic mistake and warn that this first step might be the last step. Quote, we have just rewarded very bad and dangerous behavior. That's from Representative Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He said that on CNN's State of the Union. What are your thoughts on that? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Did we sell out one of our best allies? You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter page. Go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to both of those. Brian and Diane weigh in. Any deal with Iran is a mistake. Charles says that seldom you can make or you cannot make deals with a government that may be gone in a year. Extreme changes the course of all these debates. Despot who vows to wipe out the U.S. and Israel leaving office doesn't ensure he won't return after nukes are created. Look at Putin. He's back and more powerful than and mad than ever. No deal is a good deal. Robert says, with Obama in charge, how can you trust a word they say? Chad weighs in, ramp up the sanctions, not reduce them. We know the U.S. military option is off the table, and we have basically made it Israel's job to take on these guys. Sad day for U.S. power in the world. You know, that's one of the things I look at. We have the best ally possible when it comes to dealing with that portion of terrorism in the Middle East, and we're debilitating them. We're tying the hands of Israel, throwing them out on an island, and saying, well, we're not going to support you in a way that was trying to keep the nuclear program of Iran down a little bit. Your thoughts, if you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Off-air call discussing President Obama and Muslim terrorists.
This is for What's on Your Mind. Steve, I just heard you read the concessions we made to Iran and we got nothing. And they're calling that a deal. Okay, when are we going to start realizing that we have a Muslim terrorist in the White House? Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to weigh in on those or any other topics this morning. You know, one of the dangerous areas with this is what's coming out of Iran itself. You know, Iran is touting this as a victory. They're saying, we won. We beat the United States. We beat our enemies. And we have now had an opportunity to move forward with what basically amounts to leverage. I mean, they're not going to stop their nuclear program. They're not going to end the nuclear program. I do have a problem saying that we have an administration and a president that that is a Muslim terrorist. That's extremely off the mark, I think. It just is incredibly disingenuous. And I will give a seated president, no matter Democrat or Republican, the best the benefit of the doubt on what his intent, or at least what his thoughts are for the best direction of this country. But bottom line, you got to defend the country. And I don't think the policy of this administration currently has the best interest of the long-term goals of not only us, but our allies in the region. Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dave in Carrington, what's on your mind today?
Say, just want to weigh in a little bit on this discussion with Iran. Two things. Number one, I think it'd be real interesting if you folks latched on to the simple fact that Valerie Jarrett, who is just an advisor, was the one that brokered this deal with Iran. Not the Secretary of State, but somebody who was basically just brought into the White House, much like Karl Rove was with George W. Bush. And, you know, what are we doing handing our foreign policy matters over to basically a good old buddy lawyer? I mean, this is a very scary moment. And the other factor is, I think you should probably also look at seriously getting a guest on and, you know, maybe somebody like Newt Gingrich that can describe to the listeners what an electromagnetic pulse would do to the United States. You know, I'm not saying that Iran is going to do this, but what's to prevent them from doing this? They get nuclear warhead capabilities. They don't have to have a direct target hit. All they need to do is have some type of intercontinental ballistic missile that will be able to reach somewhere over the United States, 200-300 miles high, and everything that we have that's electronic is done. I'll let you guys comment on that.
Thanks, Dave. You know, one of the other fears, too, is you really don't have to have that clean nuclear capability. You know, what does a dirty bomb do, or the electromagnetic pulse? You know, that's just as dangerous for what we've got in this country, especially when you start looking at the damage to the communication system. I mean, who has a landline? What are you holding in your hand right now? You probably have a cell phone. What would something like that do to this country if you disrupted your cell phone service? I mean, what's it like when the weather's bad a little bit and you don't get signal? There's a lot of intricate pieces to this. Let's go to Pete in Minot. Pete, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Morning, Pete.
Yeah. I was just going to comment on that, too. I don't believe that you can trust anybody in the White House to do what's right. And Iran, they never.
I don't like trusting people that aren't put in the primary positions to make decisions like this. That's the dangerous part when you start passing that off to underlings in an administration. The ones that don't necessarily have all the wherewithal to do the best job, because if they did, they'd be in that higher position.
Well, that might be true, but I don't trust Obama for one thing. And you know that Iran doesn't live up to any commitments. Anyway, I mean, we've been going on 30 years with this. And plus the fact, if you read some of Obama's books, I forget which one it is, it says right in his book, if push comes to shove, he's going to stand with Muslims. So what do you take from all this? I don't think he likes his country. I don't think he cares much about it. I think if it goes the wrong way, that's too bad. So that's my comment anyway, so you guys go ahead and talk. Thanks.
Pete, thanks for the phone call. Do you find it a little bit disingenuous when you have an administration that attacks what's going on, or at least there's a deterioration of our faith in this country from a Christian standpoint? And we say it, you know, bottom line, we come to, you know, faith. I mean, we were established in a faith-based style in this country. Well, when you start looking at your faith-based mores, now you've got a president that is going to stand behind his faith. You can't fault him for that, but is that in the best interest of what's going on in this country? Probably not. Do you draw that division with religion and politics? You know, there needs to be a separation in there for sure. There does, and not having that separation, I think, opens us up for more issues. You know, the founding fathers knew best, and I will always put it back to them. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When we come back, John, you'll be up next. Also, an off-air call for Representative Striley in higher education. Also, if you'd like to get an off-air call in, 855-200-1776, just press 1. Or What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. Do we have a war on football, which has become America's pastime? We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. Scott at a funeral today. John and Bob, when we come back, we had an off-air call that called back to explain his position on the computer side of things when we had Representative Straley on. So can we run that off-air call, please?
Thanks from that representative from the Minot area. You know, the comparison between our computer problems in this state and compare it to the Obamacare computer system, we have to recognize that they have a tremendous problem in Washington, D.C. Get our local representatives, Heitkamp, Peterson, Franken, Hovind on the phone to talk about that computer system and compare it to North Dakota's troubles. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. John in New Salem, what's on your mind today?
Sir, a lot of your callers made some points I wanted to bring out, but I think the listeners should know that in the Muslim faith, it's okay to lie to your enemies to achieve your means. And the other thing is, I don't think a lot of people know it, but the gal that brokered this deal, Valerie Jarrett, is Iranian-born. And that's about all I got. I think people should know that.
John, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Bob in Grafton?
Hi, morning, guys. Yeah, that last caller right there is absolutely right. It's in the Quran, it's okay to lie to your enemy. I just really briefly wanted to call here and say that, I wouldn't really call him a Muslim terrorist, the other caller depicted him as. I would classify it more as an Islamic sympathizer. It seems every single thing that this administration touches, from Mubarak getting pulled out of power to Libya, you know, Benghazi, and the fast everything, it just seems to benefit our enemies. And the one caller you called about with the aerial burst of an atomic weapon with the EMP burst that would come out is absolutely right. And there's factors a it's kind of coincidental that there's a TV series on that's been going on called Revolution, and it's based on for different purposes, but it's based on no power. You know, all the power is gone. It just happens to be around the entire world. But have you ever seen that that TV series? That's kind of chilling, based on where we're at right now. You know, so I don't know. I think Hollyweird is just trying to get people ready for something. You never know. So, but I think this deal that they just struck here with Iran is absolutely preposterous, as well as John Kerry signing the small arms treaty with the United Nations that goes against our Constitution. Well, our country's in a world of mess right now, and I certainly hope that America wakes up with these next elections that are coming up, because this might be it. So,
you know, Bob, I'll take your first statement. I'll take it back even further. Tell me an administration that has made the right decision in the Middle East. You can go back as far as you want to go back. Go back to World War II. Where have we made a correct decision when it comes to dealing with the Middle East?
Oh, I agree. You know, for all intents and purposes, I wish we had a Eisenhower one more time. You know, at least he wouldn't take any crap off those guys. But they have been fighting over there amongst themselves for thousands and thousands of years. And it all, if you track it back, it all stems back from Ishmael and Isaac, Abraham's two boys. That's where the Judeo-Christianity and the Muslim, that's where the fork in the road started, right there. And they've been fighting ever since. And it's not going to change. It's not going to get worse. I mean, it's not going to get any better. So, I, you know, we have enough oil in our country to supply the North American, you know, and then some. Why, what Middle East policy do we possibly have that is worth all the blood that has been spilled by our family members that have served in the military? It's just ridiculous. I mean, we need to just let them just handle their own affairs. And if it gets a little out of hand, then we step in and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But right now, I agree with what you just said. You know, meddling in another culture, completely different culture's affairs like that, and trying to pick the good guys and the bad guys is absolutely idiotic, because we don't have a common frame of reference to establish such policies that will benefit them and us, because it just won't work, because it's a completely different culture over there.
And now we're throwing the one buffer that we did have over there, Israel, under the bus on this. And you're right, the federal government doesn't pick good guys and bad guys very well, just like they don't pick winners and losers in business. The way we are right now, this country could be an energy exporter, not still an importer. So, Bob, thanks for weighing in. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Ken in Bismarck?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think Israel's window of opportunity is starting to close. If they want to survive, they have to strike back, and they have to strike back now.
Well, now you've got an administration that is putting our ally in a position where they're going to have to. Israel's not going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. It's just not going to happen. Israel knows better than that because they're the first one that they're going to be pointed at. This administration is forcing the hand of our biggest ally in the region.
Yeah, well, especially when you have the Arab world wanting to blow Israel off the face of the earth, and that has been stated. So they have no choice but to strike.
They're being backed into a corner, and it's not a good corner. Ken, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What is on your mind? Terry weighs in on Facebook. Yes, it is a mistake, and only terrorists think that it's a good thing, like gun control will not stop gun crime. This is not stop Iran from building nukes. It just won't. Couldn't agree with you more, Terry. In fact, as I mentioned, leaders in Iran are touting this as a victory. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei claimed victory over the United States Sunday shortly after the nuclear agreement was reached in Geneva between the Islamic Republic and the 5+1 world powers. Under the agreement, Iran, in return for sanction relief, and this is what this is about, loosening up the sanctions, in return for the sanction relief, Iran will keep much of its nuclear infrastructure, is limited to enriching uranium to the 5% level for 6 months. This is only for 6 months. Will convert its highly enriched uranium of 20% to harmless oxide and will allow more intrusive inspections of its nuclear plants by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which will be limited to only agreed on facilities. Where is this beneficial to any party other than Iran? We're going to pick where you can inspect us, and we're okay with that. So you think they're going to let someplace they're enriching uranium to a nuclear level for a military grade is going to be inspected? Absolutely not. And here's a quote. I thank God that the new government was able to legitimize the Iranian nation's nuclear program on the international stage and take the initial step in a way that the nuclear rights and the enrichment rights of the Iranian nation are acknowledged by world powers where before they had tried to deny them. And the agreement will open the way for future big strides in technical and economic progress. That according to Khamenei. It's frightening. Donna, when we come back, also we're going to talk with Daniel Flynn. Is football under attack? We'll find out coming up next. I'm Steve Bakken, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, where we ask, what's on your mind?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA's spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Our next guest, Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan 31 this hour, Williston at 26, Dickinson 27, Minot 28. In Jamestown, they're at 32, Devil's Lake at 30 this hour, Grand Forks 33, Fargo 35, Billings 28, 27 in Miles City, Rapid City at 35, Mobridge 30, and Aberdeen at 33, Lemon, South Dakota at 27 this hour. One more phone call before we get to our guest, Donna in North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm concerned that everybody is talking about the issue in Leith, North Dakota, with the white supremacists coming in and the issues that entailed after that. But then yet again, the hatred that they're spreading and that they're purporting is occurring on your show right now with a man calling in saying that he's an Islam terrorist. I mean, is unfounded and not true and no better than Mr. coming into Leith. I don't even want to say his name. It's just not good.
I couldn't agree with you more, Donna, and absolutely unfounded. It's a little disingenuous, that sort of hate speak, and I think that does weigh in a little bit to what's going on in Leith. A nice analogy. I appreciate that.
We want is to give peace a chance, like John Lennon said. Let's try to get along. Let's help one another. Thank
but
you.
Definitely don't want to stick our heads in the sand either. Thanks for the phone call, Donna. One more phone call. Phyllis in Mobridge, what's on your mind quickly?
Yes, you told me to call you back if Mr. Gipp didn't call, address my call. And he hasn't returned my call, and neither did the vice president. I still have concerns for my daughters out there at United Tribes, not all students, but as Thanksgiving is coming, we can offer prayer for them. And pray for the evil that's out there. And as natives, we offer spirituality. And we have all these people that's harming us right now, the one from Fort Berthold all the way to Lead and to United Tribes. And all I can do is I can pray for the men that the evil has taken them over and taken over the tribes and forgotten the students out there, the staff. You know, they're forgetting our students. My daughter's given up a lot. And they're trying to get their education, and they're just not helping them. And all I can do is pray for those people there, you know, that in their heart they can change and help these students. The tribes is there, but they have forgotten their goal, forgotten the children. My daughters are trying to better themselves for their children. I have 7 grandchildren on that campus, you know.
Phyllis, great advice, Phyllis. I can't say more than prayers, and I'll try to dig into that a little bit more and see if I can get some more information on that for you as well. Joining us on the program now, our next guest, Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
If you have any questions for our guest, Daniel Flynn, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Is there a war on football?
Yeah, that's what my book is about. And I think if you watch NFL football, you probably would be a little bit confused by the title. I mean, last night's game was probably the best, you know, the highest rated show of the week, if not the highest rated show of the television season. The NFL's approaching about $10 billion in revenue. So football as a spectator sport is doing just fine. But if you look at football as a participatory sport, sport that kids play, it's really facing an existential crisis. Youth football was down 7% of its player population last year. And if it's down another 7% of its player population next year, there's not going to be youth football left in America. High school football was down for the first time in about 20 years for players participating. There was a, you know, earlier this year, the oldest tackle football league in the United States at Lawrenceville Prep, a league that started 124 years ago, was put out of existence by the principal of that school for safety concerns. And now the oldest tackle football league in America is a flag football league. So this is already, you know, the war on football, that, you know, the football teams and leagues going away. It's not like we're predicting that this is something that's going to happen in the future. This is happening now.
Daniel, one of the arguments against that is just there's more options for kids. Video games, soccer, different sporting opportunities. Some of the argument that the numbers are down, it's not because of the safety issue. It's because there's just different options out there. Is that a valid point in certain circles?
Well, I think it's valid. You know, you mentioned video games, and I think it's valid for video games. We don't see the numbers, for instance, with youth soccer or baseball going up. We see football going down. And to me, the alarming thing is that the options kids have now are of the more of the video game variety, of the Facebook variety. Childhood obesity, teenage obesity, it used to be about 40 years ago, one out of every 20 teens was obese. Now it's one out of every five teens is obese. And I think football, you know, traditionally has been a way to get kind of the class facto off the couch and into some cleats because of the advantages that it gives to brawn and bigness and the burly guys. And particularly when you consider that youth football generally has weight limits on it. We think of football players bulking up for the season, but that's pros, that's college. It's not youth football. And so I think the war on football is really, you know, something that's hurting kids because of obesity. That football can play a constructive role in the fight against obesity. And it's really wrongheaded for people out there to put forward the idea that the number one health, public health concern is brains. It's not. It's bellies. Our bellies are becoming too big. Certainly the brain injury issue is an important one. My own dad suffered from a traumatic brain injury about 12 years ago, doesn't even know my name, so it's important to me. But the big issue facing us today in America is obesity, and the war on football really plays into America becoming a fatter nation, unfortunately.
If you'd like to talk to Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Games, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
Outstanding.
My friend, I appreciate the energy you put in your book, but I got two questions for you. I played football through college, and this is what goes on with me. What's the percentage of people that actually participate in football? Because I know it's extremely low. How you could force or put that into play with obesity on a large scale seems a little off. And two, and I say this with respect, who cares? So what if football goes down? There's got a lot of other things going on in their life. Unless you're an NFL owner or somebody that has a check listed in it, there'll be another sport that'll grow up just alongside of it. So why should we care?
To me, the reason why you should care, if you watch a football game or if you've ever played the game, the one takeaway that you get, whether you're Vince Lombardi or some kid, 9-year-old kid walking on a field for the first time in your life, what happens on every play of a football game is someone gets knocked on their butt. And then in football, we get up. You get up. You don't warm off to the sidelines. You don't cry. You don't sit there on the ground. You get up, pick yourself up off the mud, and you fight. To me, that is a metaphor for life. It is a great life lesson. And because football teaches us to get up after we get knocked down, the best lesson that you can have in life, that's why we should care. How many people play football? There's about 4 million people that play football every year, tackle football. At the high school level, it is the number one participatory sport in America, and the fact that the numbers are going down, it should alarm us. This is America's game. We're not Europe. Soccer is a great sport, but there are lessons that football teaches us that other sports do not teach us. It doesn't just build young bodies. It builds character.
Kurt, thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to talk to our guest, Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. I want to talk a little bit about the safety side of things. It seems like we've got so much onus on the head injuries. They've changed the game to prevent contact to the head. Now we're seeing players that are injured due to low hits, which... 15 years ago, the onus was put on not taking out somebody's legs because that was their livelihood. Equipment-wise, it's the safest at any point in its history. But how do you address some of the safety concerns? Today's show aired an interview with former NFL great Brett Favre in the wake of recent admission that he's experiencing memory loss at just 44 years of age. You know, there is something to the safety factor here.
Well, you know, when the National Institutes for Occupational Safety and Health, they were asked by the NFL Players Association to look at player mortality because there was this widespread rumor that, you know, playing in the NFL for a long time means you're going to die in your 50s and you're going to have poor health outcomes. And it was shocking to the Players Association when the federal scientists looked at the health outcomes of NFL players and found that they actually live longer than men in society. They had 17 different health categories. The NFL players outperformed men in society in 14 of those 17 different categories. We're talking about not a small survey. We're talking about looking at every single pension-vested player who played in the NFL between 1959 and 1988. So the Joe Theismans, the Dick Butkuses, the Lawrence Taylors, all those guys who played in those years, they looked at all of them who were pension-vested. They had better health outcomes with regard to heart disease, cancer, respiratory illness, even suicide. We've heard so much about suicide with Dave Duerson and Junior Seau. The fact of the matter is, for men in society, the suicide rate is about 2.5 times what it is for men in the NFL. So there's a lot of myths out there about football and what the outcome is for the game. You mentioned Brett Favre and some of the neurological concerns. When the federal scientists looked at these 3,500 football players, it's true that one of the areas where the players didn't outperform society is on the brain diseases. They were expecting to find 10 deaths from neurological diseases. They found 12. Now, does that indicate that football is more dangerous with regard to head injuries? Yeah, it probably does. But the fact that they found 12 rather than 10, such a minuscule amount when you're talking about 3,500 players, less than one-half of 1% of all the players, I think it goes to show that there's been just wild exaggeration when it comes to NFL and some of the negative health outcomes. Not just with head injuries, but with life expectancy. George Will, Malcolm Gladwell, all these people saying football players die in their 50s, they don't. They outlive guys in society. There's been a smear campaign against football.
Daniel, we're up against the break. When we come back, we'll get to Conley and Felton. Your question for Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. And I want to ask Daniel where the safety starts. Is it from the top down, from the NFL, being that's the 800-pound gorilla with finances, or at the youth level? This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. Scott off today. A little reminder at PetroServe USA, it's everyone's 4 for $4. Choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for just $4 all day, every day. Plus, PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000 with two $500 gift cards given away weekly. PetroServe makes everyone a winner with their pick four for $4 special. And do not forget, Tuesdays, Car Wash Tuesdays, your chance to buy one car wash, get one free on Tuesdays. PetroServe USA. And don't forget about that $10,000 given away, two $500 gift cards given away weekly. I'm Steve Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to talk to our guest, Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, Connolly and Felton, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to thank you for letting me be a guest and like your book, Daniel. What I'm going to say is, I know I got a lot of newspaper articles that are from 1910 to 1918, and they talk about the fact that running backs were, nobody had numbers back then, and they were having running backs and people killed, and they said they couldn't hear the whistle and stuff like that. So they came up with place to protect the run, and that's why there's certain numbers for certain people. But I'm going to ask you two questions. Is it true that soccer has more concussions than football? And does it seem like most of the lawsuits are about money? For instance, some of the fines that I see given for hits that I would think that's the only way to tackle somebody, especially the quarterback. Is that what are those fines really about? And does it make any difference? And that's about all I have to ask.
Yeah, the first question. Could you repeat the first question again? I missed that.
Okay. Well, the first question was about. I heard that soccer has more concussions than football.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, on the concussions on the high school level, football has more concussions than any other sport. Hockey and lacrosse, at least for the incidences of concussions, is a little bit behind. For total concussions, football has the most. In part because it's the largest sport, but also in part because it's rough. At the youth level, the Boston Children's Hospital just did a study for the first decade of the 21st century, and they looked at every patient who came in, over 117,000 patients for that whole decade, and they found that the sport that most of their patients were getting injured in was soccer. Soccer was number one, football was number three. This partly has to do with the popularity of soccer amongst, amongst kids. But part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, you're running around in soccer, you're not wearing helmets and you don't have protection. And, you know, it's not by design a contact sport, but there is contact there, both with players, both with the goal, you know, and with the goalpost. The thing that jumped out at me from this survey of this study at Boston Children's Hospital was that all of the sports injuries they treated in that decade, 98.5% of them were below the head. Just about 1.5% were head injuries, and only a portion of those were concussions. So we talk a lot about concussions, but they're certainly not the injury that's happening the most if you're a young athlete. They're very infrequent, in fact, although we talk about them a great deal. Your second question had to do with the lawsuits and the fines. I think with the fines, they're trying to persuade players not to hit high and go for the head. And as the host already pointed out, there's an unintended consequence to that where guys are going low, and there's already been some significant knee injuries this year because of that. With the lawsuits, I think with what the listeners probably don't understand, the recent lawsuit against the NFL, 10% of the guys suing the NFL actually never played a down in the NFL. These are guys who got cut in the preseason, guys who may have made a taxi squad. And then if you look at the rest of the guys who are suing the league, you're looking at backup quarterbacks. You're looking at some guys who kicked in five games, replacement players from the 1987 strike who played in those three games but nothing else. So, you know, I just find it hard to believe that guys who played youth football, high school football, college football, they may have played another pro league, that they got these brain injuries from the cup of coffee that they spent in the NFL. I think a lot of this is a money grab. It's the litigation lottery. And unfortunately, you're probably going to be seeing more of it. The NFL could absorb that kind of a $765 million payoff, but I don't know that high school football and youth football are going to be able to absorb the payoffs and the insurance premiums that skyrocket once the lawsuits start hitting them.
Conley, thanks for the phone call. We're coming up against a break in about 10, 15 seconds. Where does it start? Where does the onus lie for safety? Does it from the top down with NFL trying to make it a safer game, or does it belong with the youth leagues?
Well, the NFL certainly can set the example because they're the league that we watch the most. But the leagues that are played in the most, they're played in by 11, 10, 12-year-old kids. 4 million football players, just about 2,000 of them play in the NFL. So the NFL can set the example, but really, for people who play football, they're generally playing in youth leagues, three 3 million kids playing in these youth leagues, more than 3 million kids, and that's where the changes have to be made, but the NFL can obviously, set the example, and everyone else can play follow the leader.
Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. Daniel, where do you find your book?
Pretty much get it in any stores or Amazon.com. Just type in The War on Football. Christmas is coming up. Makes for a great Christmas gift for anyone who loves the game of football.
Thank you, Daniel. Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game. Thanks for weighing in today.
Appreciate it.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Thanks for all the phone calls. Coming up tomorrow, more fun. Scott will be back with us. It is What's on Your Mind. AM 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, 1090 The Flag in Tioga, and KFIRE 550. This is What's on Your Mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.